House will come to order. Flag salute will be led by Representative Jeff Barker.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Opening ceremony will be a moment of silence. And I, as each of you think about those brave Americans around the world that protect us and those civil servants that are protecting us and who we got to see a number of yesterday, keep them in your prayers and thoughts. So a moment of silence. Further courtesies or courtesies. Verification of quorum. The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. So for those students who just got here, welcome to your capital. And I also want to say what we're doing right now is everyone has to push a button to say that they're here. It's kind of like taking roll when you're in class someplace. So that's what we're doing. And we're going to be going through a very quickly today, so you'll get to see not a normal session, but hopefully are the people there to answer questions for you. Representative Kenny Geyer, present, thank you. Representative Jefferson Smith, Representative Smith, Representative Garrett, Representative Garrett, Representative Greg Smith, Representative Greg Smith, Representative Kennemer. There's Representative Kennemer, Representative Garrett, Representative Thompson. Okay, Representative Jefferson Smith, Representative Greg Smith. Quorum is present. Representative Lindsay is excused. Messages from the Senate. Messages from the governor, excuse me. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you the Senate has adopted HCR 201.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. The standing committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 4024 relating to Central Background Registry.
Bills read the second time are passed a third reading. Chair requests unanimous. Oh. Third reading House bills. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that bills remaining on today's third reading of House bills be carried over to their proper place on Monday, February 6, 2012, third reading calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Final readings, memorials, and resolutions. Speaker, chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the measures remaining on today's final reading of memorials and resolutions be carried over to their proper place on Monday, February 6, 2012. Final reading calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. The orders of the day. Oh, other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, please join me in...
You would like to return to courtesies, is that correct?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, Mr. Speaker, I request permission to return to the order of courtesies.
Representative Gelser requests unanimous consent to return to the order of business of courtesies. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, please join me in welcoming my constituent, Michelle Waddell, who has brought a contingent of students from Muddy Creek Charter School in Corvallis to visit the House today. If you see them in the Capitol building, they're up in the gallery up here. So if you see them, over in the gallery over here.
That's what I thought, yes.
This side, sorry. If you see them, these are some great students from a fantastic school in my district. Please welcome them and enjoy your day in your state capital.
Other courtesies? Further announcements? Remonstrances? Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you all know, or probably do know, I was born in Minnesota and I lived there till I was 9 and grew up in Iowa and grew up shoveling things and baling hay and stuff. And my parents both grew up on dairy farms in Minnesota, and my maternal grandmother, Keo, was very active in the Wright County Democratic Central Committee and was good friends with Hubert Humphrey. In Minnesota, it's called the Farm Labor Democrat Party. Farm Labor Democratic Party. And I'm here to tell you right now, there's a reason why I am the way I am. I will not abandon my heritage. I will not abandon the people that raise our food and build America. And until we pass a timber bill and a water bill in this House, I feel we are abandoning the working families of this state and the people that want. We're also abandoning people who are losing critical services because we don't have the money to provide them. It's a constitutional crisis. We can't fund our court. We have 1 in 5 people on food stamps. We have the hungriest children in the world. We have the slowest recovering economy in the country. And if you're not angry, if you're not hostile, if you're not willing to do some dramatic changes to how we do business in this state, then in my humble opinion, you're heartless and you're not trying to help the people of this state. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remonstrances, Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'm sure all of you have had the opportunity this morning to read thoroughly the Oregonian, but if any of you might have missed the sports page this morning, I just wanted to make sure to call your attention to some excellent commentary. For every small town kid who felt invisible, for every hopeful parent who believed success for her children was tied to opportunity on the bigger stage, for every slick scouting service or summer league coach or street agent who sold himself and his services as the best gateway to the scholarship, I give you O'Shea Dunmore, a fine athlete and student from Newport High School in little old Newport, Oregon, who signed yesterday with the Oregon Ducks. I'm sorry about that. I tried to make sure that was clear to him where he needed to go. But he is truly an outstanding, as it says here, Dunmore is a terrific multi-sport athlete and solid student. His school celebrated in a big way when everyone turned out to watch his signing on television. For the past few years, my spouse has done a radio program that brought various athletes in and had them talk. And every time O'Shea showed up, what struck me was this young man is so articulate. He's a three-sport athlete, plays every position, I think, on the football team. He's currently playing basketball, and he's a decathlete in track. He really is a fine example of what Oregon can turn out. In this recruiting season, Dunmore is as refreshing as the Newport Ocean Air. He's a great quote, a sensational athlete, and a guy who already knows, for the good representative from Beaverton, a guy who already knows that he wants to design apparel and shoes for Nike someday. Thank you.
Further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 11 a.m. Monday, February 6, 2012.
Mr. Speaker, move the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 6, 2012.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 6, 2012. Without objection, the House is adjourned.